This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know that classic line from von Clausewitz, war is politics by other means? Here's another one. It's from me. Economics is politics by other means, too. China is getting ready to sell $2 billion worth of bonds this month. Not the Chinese renminbi equivalent of $2 billion, but bonds denominated in American greenbacks, something it hasn't done in years. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what gives.
If investors buy bonds from China using U.S. dollars, it means those investors are lending those dollars to China. So when China says it's offering dollar bonds, it's saying it wants to borrow dollars. The question is why?
China doesn't need this money.
Yukon Huang is at the Carnegie Endowment. You want to know how many dollars China's hoarded up?
$3 trillion of reserves.
So what is China up to?
China doesn't need the money, but it needs friends among the international investment community.
Friends. Ishwar Prasad teaches at Cornell. China lost a lot of investor friends over the past year when its currency depreciated and it imposed controls on money leaving the country.
This bond, small as it is a way of building relationships with the international community, saying we can give you good yields, we can give you safety.
It's basically a symbolic move to say China is cool, China's mature, China will give you your money back. Now, there's another reason China is borrowing dollars, even though it doesn't actually need dollars. Brad Setzer is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
It is doing this in order, almost certainly, to set a benchmark in the market.
How much should a Chinese business have to pay in interest if it wants to borrow dollars? I don't know. Nobody really knows. This is a way to find out. Whatever yield the market sets for these Chinese government dollar bonds, that's going to be the baseline for what other entities in China have to pay when they start borrowing dollars.
Large financial institutions, some provincial governments, some state enterprises might want to borrow in dollars, even private companies.
So the Chinese government doesn't need to borrow dollars, but the rest of China might. And this is a start. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.